You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College. And that was brand new from Dearborn's own Wendy and Carl. Yeah, they have a new one out that's going to be called Allegiance and Conviction. That's going to be a full length that's going to be coming out on Cranky Records. If you've been paying attention to space rock and soft shoegaze, we like to call it sometimes, for the last couple decades or so, you're definitely familiar with both Wendy and Carl and Cranky. And that's going to be out the end of next month. They got a pre-order if you want to go online and check it out. That was a track called Crossing Over. That's the only one that you can hear right now as a preview to the full thing. And that's that. All right. Before that, we did hear War Horses finally from Shadow Gold, and that was Disintegration. Right now, coming up in just a couple of seconds, we have the duo of David Hurley and Skeeter Shelton. So momentarily, we're waiting to start that live set. So I guess we're ready when they are, but hopefully we can do that. All right, let's see. What do we got going here, folks? All right, I guess we're waiting on people to do whatever they have to do here. Okay, we can go, you know. All right. So again, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And it's that time. It's 5 o'clock. It's time for a live performance. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Sure can.
Yep.
All right. Okay, so I believe we have liftoff. So I guess we might as well just go right into it. So is there going to be a title for this, or we just call it Jam 1?
Point of Light, Jam 1.
Okay, Point of Light, Jam 1. Only on the station making waves. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Point of Light, Jam 1, huh? All right. So, David, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Scott. Thank you.
All right. I figured we'd take a moment and we could talk about the Fire Music Mondays.
Sure.
All right. Why don't you clue our listeners in on what that's all about?
Well, it's at a Trixie's Bar in Hamtramck. And I'm lucky enough to host it every other Monday, which ends up falling on every second and fourth Monday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about this type of music and, you know, all types of music, really, but mostly improvised music.
Right. Okay, so it's like usually what, like two different artists? It's like a band that you're in and then another band besides that?
Typically, yeah, but I try to limit. That's the working formula so far, is having two groups, and I tend to play it a lot, but I'm trying to kind of weed my way out of it and have it sort of be its own thing musically, but just so ends up happening every now and then that I do play it. Which happens to be quite a bit.
Right. I would say for right now, what I've seen, you're the only constant. But as far as the other musicians, it's like a revolving roster.
Right, right.
Each
right.
time. So you get a lot of variety there, you know.
You do. You do. You really do. And every night's special in its own way. We have a lot of talent in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends up being just incredible amounts of talent coming through and playing their hearts out on that stage. And it's a really intimate room, so
mm-hmm.
the music sort of lends itself to that environment.
Okay, so it's like every other Monday, and then I know it usually starts around 9 o'clock, and I want to remind the listeners that it is absolutely free, isn't it?
Absolutely free.
So there's no excuse for not coming down and checking it out.
Besides it being a Monday, no.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't tend to run too late. I mean, it's not like it goes on till closing time, so unless you have to get up really early, I guess it's not too bad, huh?
It shouldn't be, no.
Nah, at least for us younger people, anyway.
Right.
All right, so how long has that been going on?
3 years.
Really?
Wow. It's really, it blows my mind.
Yeah, time flies, doesn't it?
It sure does. Yeah, it does.
Okay. And is that about how long you've been here in the Detroit area, or maybe a little bit longer? Or?
I've been here for 6 years, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, extremely lucky to have this night, Fire Music Mondays, as sort of a newcomer on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
I constantly feel unworthy, but... the opportunity just presented itself, and I jumped on it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 6 years I have been in this city, and through that night, I've met just an extreme array of musicians and mm-hmm. people of the city, and they've been very welcoming and to me and the community. And
but you're originally like from the California area, right?
Born and raised in San Diego, yeah.
Okay, so fortunately for us, the amount of musicians that you could find here was worth giving up the better weather.
You know, I haven't looked back. I love it here. I really do. Okay. I can write an infomercial for why to come here.
Okay.
But when you're born and raised in California, you can kind of see it under a different light.
Mm.
You know, I get why people move there from here.
Well, again, for me, it'd be pretty much the weather. But
sure.
I would say musically, no offense to California, I would say I think we got it better here.
Oh, no offense taken. I think you're absolutely right.
That's my personal opinion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Skeeter?
Well, I was born in Detroit, so, and then too, I'm not real good at communicating by talking, really. I've been told just play the music.
All right. Well, we won't put you too much on the spot. Obviously, you've been doing this quite a while, right?
Yes, I have. Ever since I can remember, probably from from birth, it seems like.
So you were born with an instrument in your hands, right?
I believe so.
Well, you said when it's all said and done, you're more of a percussionist originally, huh?
Well, it's the instrument that my my dad, I call him Dad, is Ajiramu Shelton. He taught me and my brothers how to play the drums, and I still to this day believe that they could play drums too. So my first instrument is drums.
Mm-hmm. How did you end up switching over to the sax and the wind instruments?
While my dad lived in Chicago, I lived in Detroit, and I learned keyboards and the harp and strings from my grandparents. I had the fortune to be able to play on strings and keyboards. That's my second instrument, is that. And then at nine years old, they had music in grade school, so I started playing alto saxophone.
Okay. I imagine that was a great thing for you.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Because most kids don't like school, but I bet you like that part of it, huh?
I loved it. That's what I wanted to do, was play music. And it just so happened they wanted me to play clarinet, but my dad, he knew someone that had an alto, so I started playing that.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I believe the alto was this horn player, Gene Ammons. I believe he let me play on his horn. And then I got a paper route, and I paid for my own alto and gave it back. The mm-hmm. alto back to my dad, and I got it from Grinnell's, paid it off, a kind. So
Grinnell's, boy, that goes back a ways.
Yep, so, and then, you know, from there I just started picking up oboes and bagpipes and
mm-hmm.
different woodwind instruments. But my first instrument was drums.
Okay, and I'm sure you go back to that every once in a while, don't you?
Yes, I still play it. Every time I pick an instrument up, it is the drums.
Mm-hmm. It's percussive in some form or another.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have anything going on right now, like regular, like as far as jamming and that kind of stuff? I know you say you got a lot of CDs, right?
Yes, it's CDs that I don't even know about. People record me when I don't even know. You know, I've been recorded. My first dub was when I was real young. I must have been about 12 or 13, and Dorothy Ashby, I would go to her house for piano lessons when she stayed on Tuxedo, and came out with this dub, United Sound Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very, she played the harp and keyboards, and I learned a lot from her. So that was my first even recording. And from there, went on the road with Joe Tex.
Joe Tex, wow.
Yeah, and up to his death, and I left there and played all down south and came back home, and I just been playing all my life. You know, just it don't matter to me. It's rehearsals are performances is for me. I just love to play music, and that's what I do. And like I say, I normally some people say you talk too much, but I love to play a lot. I never want to stop playing music that I know of.
Okay, that's wonderful. We're glad you're like that. All right, speaking of, why don't we get back into some more then?
Sure, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.